latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
We have had here one of the great choirs that we've ever heard. I do not say this lightly and say it too little. They've been led, in my judgment, by the greatest choir leader, Cliff Barris, in the history of the Christian church.
Tributes to American evangelist Billy Graham continue to pour in following his death, aged 99. Many have thanked the influential preacher for his devotion to spreading Christianity and have remembered him as a servant of God. Between 1947 and 2005, Graham conducted 417 missions, or crusades, as they were then called, in 185 countries and territories on six continents. Graham first visited Australia in 1959 to conduct rallies in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Canberra, Hobart, and Launceston. He returned to Australia in 1968 and 1969 for rallies in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. And his final visit to Sydney was in 1979. Warren Barnett, compiler of a series of albums highlighting the mission choirs from Australia and several other countries, says that when he first heard the massed choir sing, the sound stirred something inside him.
I was 9 years old, and I was taken to the crusade meeting at Sydney Showground by my Sunday school teacher. We had a double-decker bus, and I sat up in the stalls, and I'd never heard a choir like that. We knew about Billy Graham because I come from a Christian family, so we were very, very aware of who Billy Graham was and very excited he was coming to Australia. I sat up almost under the big banner that had I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life, which was the text that was used for the Crusades, and a big picture of Billy. And I remember sitting just under the sign and then hearing Cliff Barrows come up and start the service. Hundreds of thousands, I don't know how many people were there, I've got no idea, but thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So, and I was hearing this massed choir for the first time. I said to my Sunday school teacher, wow, I'd love to sing in a choir like that someday.
And a decade later, he did.
I joined the Crusade Choir in 1968, which was a phenomenal experience. And then I sang in the 1979 Crusade Choir as well.
Warren says the biggest challenge compiling the series was sourcing undamaged live recordings.
Sourcing the material was huge. I'd been a Crusade Choir collector, so I had a lot of stuff already here. A lot of the albums, some of them were released through RCA and Capitol Records in the States in the 60s. Some were released in England. There were a lot released through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association on their own, of course. So I collected all of this stuff and some of the very rare recordings as well. And we had enough to do something. And I approached BGA and they said, well, look, go for it because we don't have the resources here to do something like that. So I started it. Took about 2 years to get all the materials. Everything had to be sound restored because most of it, 90% of it, came from disc. Some of them came from shellac 78s from the 50s and from the crusade meetings in the UK and certainly the big New York crusade in 1954. So it was painstaking, but I think what we achieved was absolutely spectacular.
Barnett says the recordings are a testament to the singers and a reminder of the joy people experienced attending one of Billy Graham's rallies.
These were all volunteers. They weren't trained singers. They came from all walks of life, from every church and community that you could possibly think of throughout Australia or the world in this case. And they had this unique sound. And a lot of that was due to Cliff Barrows being the musical director and how he interpreted the music. And the sound of the choir was very, very significant. There is no other, in my opinion, no other choirs in the world, mass choirs, that sound like the Billy Graham Crusade choirs. It's phenomenal that people remember the songs and the message of Christ.
Australian record producer Warren Barnett. I'm Cam with the TCM Update and this tribute to Billy Graham.